as I said, like, I don't think that it's going to be possible.
So you want a DP, but you're worried about the guys.
Because
balls.
I don't want them to be uncomfortable. Like, yeah, I want them to both feel comfortable. And I want to feel comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing is, it's like, that's up to them, though. Like, I'm sure if they've been with, another dude, or like, you know, they've been it before, or they're like, yeah.
I've done a threesome with another dude before.
And? DP? A DP?
No, we didn't do a DP.
That's what I'm saying. That's a different level.
I understand. It's a different type of level.
That's a different level. Like, guys are like, yeah, dick and I'll fuck her at the same time. Great. But we dicks close together.
I mean, there's women who want the two dicks,
dicks close together.
Yeah, like, that's just a little much.
I seen this one where this chick had two dicks in her ass at the same time. I was like,
I mean, yeah, that's porn star level. That's like, straight up porn star level.
No, that shit is.
That's where you can put a tin can up there.
That's sick. That's crazy.
I've done
like your shit must fall out your ass. Like, that's fucking crazy.
Or they just could relax it so much that it just, you know, it works. Some people, it works for them. Like I said, I have not done the anal because it's fitting it up there. All the women I've been with, they're just like, no.
I think I've been in every position in a threesome besides.
Yeah, I know. It does.
This type of act.
The length. She's doing length, by the way. Length. By the way, we're recording. Welcome to the T-Squad.
I ain't even got my headphones on. I thought we was just going in.
It was a great conversation.
We going in, all right?
Yeah, we started.
Exactly.
Had to push that record button.
I think I've done every position in a threesome with a guy except double penetration.
Yeah, because like I said, as a female being as sexually concerned for my other parties.
I mean, the thing is just like, I mean, I guess, I don't know, like swingers parties or orgies or something like that, you'll probably find somebody like that. I mean, there's dudes who definitely appreciate it, like it, or they might be more attracted to your dude than you are.
Exactly. See, that's the scary part too, is like, I don't want him to be attracted to my dude. I want him to be attracted to me.
You want to be the center of attention.
Yes.
And be praised and be worshipped and loved.
Exactly. I want pussy worship all day. Like, worship me. Yes.
But now I have to ask the question, is when you guys had your threesome with the other woman, who was the center of attention?
And that's the best part. There was no center of attention, and it shocked me because I wasn't prepared. This was our first threesome, so I wasn't really prepared for what it was going to be.
Oh, so everybody was just kind of everywhere.
It was a melting pot of lovely sexual copulation everywhere. I loved it. It was amazing.
I mean, like when I had two in my life, and in both cases, it wasn't actually, no, one was kind of like a little bit more mutual, but still, I still felt like the women were definitely more into it. Like they were, I mean, I was there and I was definitely, it was like, it was continuous and we were going and we were rolling. And it was kind of like, but they were still like, I wouldn't say like any one person was the center of attention, but the two girls were definitely more on it with each other and then brought me in. You know, so it was like, I mean, it wasn't like a, you know, what is it like if you try to split 103 ways, it's like 33, somebody has to be like 34.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It was definitely way better than I expected. My expectation was, because I've had, you know, not bad experiences, but experiences where somebody was left out. Either the guy felt left out, or the girl felt left out, or I felt left out, and that wasn't.
Now, one of the best ones that I've had was where I was tied. Like my hands were tied to the chair, and I had to watch for like the first 30 minutes or so.
Damn.
Yeah, that one.
They didn't trust in your self-control. They said, hey, stay here, little man.
Oh, no. I didn't trust in my side. They were like, we just want you to watch for the first. And I was like, you're going to have to tie me up because...
It's happening.
Yeah, there's no way I was going to be like, it's happening. I'm just going to... No, this was like college life and like, no. No, you want me to stay... No, I'm sorry.
You want me to not do something?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it was definitely... It was a me on her, him on us. Like I was very impressed by the amount of attention that he spread evenly between both of us.
That's
he was
awesome.
Very attentive to both of us, and he was very much in control but not commanding.
Uh-huh.
So which that was really dope. And she was very. like right with the flow. Like she just went like as if a piece of the puzzle, and she just went right with the flow.
Fit right in the pot.
Yeah, it was like no uncomfortable, no, you know what I mean? Very.
Yeah, she wasn't trying to take over. It was just like this is an experience for everybody.
So yeah,
like,
which was dope, because sometimes when you have two women, it does become like that. Just like I said, even with the men, with women, it's even worse, because it's like, oh no, I'm gonna suck his dick better. I'm gonna do this better. You know what I mean? Or it's my turn. You know,
I mean, I think that has to just be like, you know, same thing like with women, men, you just have to let go of that ego and just dive into the pure pleasure of it. It's like, that's nobody's going to do something, or maybe they're better at this, and hey, that's fine. Maybe I could do this better or not. But it's just like, have fun.
You got
to
get out of your head and just like enjoy the moment that you're there.
Yeah, you cannot be in your head. Yeah.
Like that video I sent you.
Yes.
You cannot be in your head for sure. It's a threesome is definitely an open-minded place.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Yeah. Now, I have
Were you guys high at the time or no?
No.
No, no, like any traditional alcohol.
I mean, no alcohol. We smoked a little bit, but that's not, you know, that's normal for me. That's like
just
every relaxing. Day.
That's just anxiety.
That's just anxiety. Yeah, anxiety but control. Like under on any substances, no. Which made it actually even better, because I was kind of nervous about that, because usually I am on something. But I was very, like it was, like I said, it was very cool. Like it was very calm. It was very chill. She was real chill. The vibe was really good, and it was nice. It was good shit.
Happy birthday to Deanna. That was her birthday. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Birthday
she
sex.
Had dick had, and pussy. She
yes.
Had, she didn't have to choose. She had them both.
I had them both. Both of them.
Cat dog.
I like both of them.
It's like, good job. Hit it. We hit it out.
She got her cake and she got to eat it too.
So that was fun.
Cool.
Nice.
Did you do anything like extra special? Like, I mean, I know I didn't do anything extra special like that.
For what, my birthday?
No, just for like this time that we've been off. Like, have you done
holidays? What have you been up to? Right? New Year.
Other than working. This man's been working. Like, I don't see him much anymore.
I did a couple of things actually. So.
Oh. Did a couple of things.
You don't
name them anymore. They're just girls have names. Just things.
Thing one. Thing
yeah,
two.
Yeah.
So. Actually, I think the last we did it the last like D Squad podcast. So after that, like I took like a little bit of a break and focused on a couple of like my things on my to-do list. Uh-huh. Like it was some nerdy shit, some non-nerdy shit. Let's see. Me and my homeboys and my brothers got together and like did our whole little like DC comic like expansion board game thing, and we beat that. That took like a month.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That was hard.
That's what she said.
Me and my other boy, we started doing our thing on our computers as far as like getting our Twitch streaming and streaming stuff together. So we're gonna be.
Oh, you doing a naked
soon.
Twitch, Kami?
Should I make it naked?
Yep.
If you want to see Rick's ass while he's playing D&D, check out his Twitch stream.
Twitch.
At Follow the
Gaming
Shepherd.
N-S.
Yeah, right? I'm actually trying to think about what I'm going to name, like, the titles of the stream. Cause like,
Follow the Shepherd.
Because it's like, it's two dads. So, like, we're two dads, like, just talking about shit that that kids should not be listening to. Like,
oh, you mean like the D-Squad podcast?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Look at him expanding. I'm so proud of you.
Expanding.
Growing.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Spending more time with my daughter. Here. Yeah, right? Oh, my God. That... You know what? One of these days I will bring him out here.
There you go.
He's actually a really cool guy. So I will bring him out here one time.
As long as his name is not Stefan and we don't worry about him like, you know, like ghosting us or something. Yeah, no, we're good.
Stefan only shows up for, like I said, birthday parties and funerals.
Wow.
Right? I stick by that, Vaughn, just so we're clear. Even though I'm working a lot, I did change my schedule around now. So like now Wednesday nights I get my daughter and spend time with her there. Fridays I have off, so I spend time with my daughter on that day as well. And then
that's cool.
Like throughout the week, I'll spend more days with her and stuff. So instead of it being
vibes.
Yeah, it was a little weird before, cause like it was like I'd only get like one real day with her, and like the other days were like half days. Now I have like two to three full days with her, and then the other days are like half days, and I'm like, alright, this is better.
Yeah,
This is better.
And the thing is, the focus is the time that you have. You may not have a lot of time, but the time that you give, you just gotta be focused on it and with them.
So all that's working out good. So
good.
Other than that, yeah, man, I knocked out all of that. I knocked out some other other females, but you know, I'll say it. Fine. I know you guys want me to say it.
No, we don't. But you know,
yes,
go ahead.
Yes, we do.
I fucked around a little bit. You know,
only a little bit.
It was only like 3-4 girls.
3 or 4. Which one is it?
In 3 or 4
weeks? Wait. No, it was
I mean, was one of them just like a little bigger, so she counts as 2?
No.
1.5.
All right.
No, I'm debating on counting one or not. No, we're not going to count her, so 3.
How can you not count her?
Yeah, what disqualified her?
What disqualified her?
It was like touch and go. It was like we didn't hit the home run. We got to third base.
Oh, you just touched the vagina.
Yeah, we just got to third base a little bit. I was trying to like not be Rick. I was trying to not be Rick. I was like, oh, you know, maybe I just don't use you for sex. Like, maybe I actually like try to get to know you. And I was like, no, this is a terrible idea. I don't like you.
Wow. The truth shall always prevail.
Yeah, you know, I
was it a chick from Falcon Pub?
That's what happens. That's what happens when Rick tries to get to know people. Okay, because he's like, man, you know what? You have a rocking body. We'd have great sex, and then we do have great sex, and then it's like, oh wait, I should get to know you. What do you like to do?
First of all,
wait,
you started
you
that
supported
conversation.
Trump.
See, look, that's like started me and
Scorpion. That's like yeah. me and Scorpion.
I'm like, oh, you supported Trump. We can't talk to each other anymore. You don't have brain cells. I gotta go.
See, you gotta ask the Trump see, yeah. question first, oh, and God, then yes. check out the rocking body. Yeah, see?
Yeah, see, I'm doing it in reverse. Yeah. Like reverse cowgirls. Like,
yeah, that's reverse. Great.
We're trying to get you to the right way.
That I try to break them. Oh, yeah. You supported who? Yeah, I'm going to break you.
That's what I should do.
Yes.
And then have them introduce me to their dads afterwards. Yes.
Send them a dick pic. This is what your girl's into.
Jesus Christ.
Doesn't have to be your dick.
Hey, dumpster.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's true. That's even better, actually. That's
just send them a big black dick. Doesn't have to be yours.
I have zero. I am actually proud to say. You know what? I'm proud to say, and I'm gonna say it now. There are no floating dick pics of mine out there.
How do you know this?
Because I've never once sent a dick pic.
Oh, surprise.
I have sent classy.
Bro, I got videos.
Listen.
Not of mine.
No.
Oh.
I said I have got videos of me. Of me.
Content. Content. Context. Oh, context.
Damn, stop context. It. Stop
we've
it, Rick.
We've had this conversation
context. No. He said, I got videos. I'm like, wait.
I'm wait
like,
a minute.
I'm
what?
Like, how? How?
I'm like... There's like that little pinhole camera, like you think that you think it's nothing.
Osai's been to my house once. He set up a camera. Cameras. He's like, yeah.
Yo, I'm gonna make some money. I was sliding onto that Twitch stream, but like, yo, we'll see Rick make it. $10 a minute.
I've sent classy pics of myself. So like naked, but like.
Some type of mystery.
You mean like that? You mean like a saxophone covering you?
Like, yeah, trumpet, first of all.
A trumpet, my bad.
But yeah, so I'd be like naked, but like a trumpet there. Or like one time I was naked, but I had like I was ironing my clothes. So like it was me
he
ironing.
He put her work.
Yeah, so I was like ironing my clothes naked, but like the iron was covering like, you know, the whole thing.
Like
so
he had to like, go set, he, you know, he set up the tripod, everything, set the lighting.
Oh yeah.
Hit the self timer, run back.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah. So but like no, those are the ones that are out there if anybody ever felt like showing them though.
It's funny because my dude's the same way. Like he says, I've asked him, he's like, I don't send dick. I've asked him for a dick pic and he's like, I don't do that. I'm like, why? He's like, no.
It's a good man.
I'm sorry, my girl, she's like, no, she's like, she asked for it. I'm just like, yep, I got you.
Listen, so I just be stealing dick pics. I have tons of them.
She said, I be stealing dick pics.
I mean, she got whole, they got whole videos and shit.
It's not like
she doesn't have like categories to go back with.
Nah, this is different. This is different. My man said, no. All right? My man said, no still frames. All right? We got videos out there. He said, no still frames. And she out here taking still frames in his sleep.
Yeah.
She out here.
Wait, who says he's sleeping?
Right.
She out there pressing and holding the camera button, just shutters.
Bruh, this is my thoughts, though. And this is what this is.
She got that shit in Linza working magic AI
Rick,
shit.
But yo, Rick thinks he doesn't have dick pics out there. He might have dick pics out there that he took.
Yeah, he doesn't
but
know.
Somebody
he,
might
somebody
have
got
like,
some. There's
yeah,
some dick
now
pics
she's got
out
me
there.
Fucking concerned now.
Trust me, there's some dick pics out there. Believe that.
Yep.
Listen, you know how many times, like, to my dude's like, I can't even talk to you on the phone naked. Nope, because I'm screenshotting everything.
See this shit? Oh, wait.
Swing it one more time. Swing it one more time. Click, 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 click.
That happened once, but I don't think she did a screenshot.
Yeah, okay. You hope she doesn't.
Yeah.
You know what?
But it doesn't matter. What does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But at just the same time, you know, I've seen... listen, I've seen
as
some guys...
As long as she's not sending them to other niggas. Or female.
Facts. Facts.
I mean, what's wrong with that?
I mean, I still... Listen, I still got photos of, like, you know...
Listen, if a female is sending a dick pic of her dude to another female, it's not for a good reason.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You don't think she's just showing up? Like, yo, this is what I got.
Nah,
hell
because girls
no.
ain't trying to show
we're
that
not
off.
Trying
girls
to show
trying
that
to keep
off.
That.
No,
nah, they trying to keep that.
No,
keep
we're
it
not
locked
like
out.
Him.
That, yeah.
Men like to show off, so what they have. Women are complete opposites.
So,
like,
so if they're
opposite.
Sending it to another girl, what does that usually mean?
That usually means there's something wrong. It's deformed. It's broken. It doesn't work. It's a shortstop. Like, starts and then, yeah, small.
It's
like, it's hairy. It's weird looking. Like, something is wrong. Yes, something is wrong with it.
It's translucent.
Girl, is this normal? Group text.
Group text. She said, group text. Not even to one girl. Group text.
We need more than one opinion.
What, have you snuck naked pics of your chicks?
Have I snuck?
Yeah.
Not naked pics. I've snuck, like, pics of them sleeping. Like, if they're, like, sleeping on my lap or something and I find it adorable, I'll, like, sneak a pic and send it to them. And they're like, why'd you take that picture? I'm like, because you look so cute. And they're like, no, delete it. I'm like, no. Like,
with the cum still hanging off the side of my mouth? Like,
yes.
Yeah, that's that yeah. cute. And I don't think that that's fair. That's why I do the dick pics. Because, well, he took a picture of me. First of all, he sends it to me. I'm like, why do you have to take the one with my mouth open, though?
Listen.
Because it's cute.
Exactly. That is not cute, nigga. So, I look like.
So I have a thing, right? Like, and this kind of like runs in something, but like I'm going to try to keep it simple. So I have a thing where, like, you know, girls 9 times out of 10, you know, they go out, they put on makeup, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not attracted to a lot of makeup.
Right.
I'm attracted to light makeup, to no makeup.
Exactly.
So
I'm there with you.
Right. So when we're home, or, you know, when we're going to sleep, or you don't have makeup on, I find that highly attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're taking a nap, or we're chilling, or we're watching a movie, and you don't have makeup on, you take a nap, I'm taking a picture, because 9 times out of 10, you don't take pictures when you don't have makeup on. So I take a picture, and I send it to you.
But yet you get pissed off if...
But then I let you know. This is like, this is attractive to me. This is, and they, you know what? I think they appreciate that. Even though they go, oh, delete, I think they appreciate the fact that I find them beautiful even without the makeup.
You think so, but he's not sure. But I'm saying, like, but if they sneak a dick pic and send it to you, be like, I find this cute, you'd be like,
violation.
Violation. You violated my privacy.
Who out here taking still frames? No, if you take a pic of me sleeping and send it to me, I'm like, oh, that's cute.
I don't know. I like iPhone, because, you know, you have the live. I like to put the lives on bounce.
On what?
What?
The live. All right, so bounce what? On the picture. So when you have a picture and you take a live picture, in the upper left-hand corner, there's a little menu, and you pop it down, and it gives you options of where you can put the picture. It can be live. You can put it on bounce to where it looks like. So I love bounce because it always makes it look like the person's, like, breathing. So when my dude sends me a sexy pic, I put it on bounce, so it looks like he's, like, it's actually him. Like, it makes me feel
so
like,
it's like
he's
the
right
picture
there.
Itself is like,
yeah,
bouncing?
The picture looks like it's like he's breathing. Like, it looks like he's there breathing. Like, I'm telling you,
Apple
it's,
be out here like
Apple
causing
be out
problems.
Here. Yep.
That's why all the chicks be getting that.
Okay, Apple, I see you got more than the blue bubble these days.
Yeah, man. What's up?
Apple got more than the blue bubble.
I'm sticking to my Samsung and be happy with that.
I got my Pixel 6 right here, so yeah, I'm Gucci.
Yeah,
I don't know about this bounce thing, but
I love it. I love it because it's...
But see, I don't have a problem with that. Like I said, it's just like if she asked me for a, you know, a video, a pic. I mean, she never asked for a pic. It's like usually I said a video. Funny, I never gotten a video of her. Have I asked? I did ask once.
I had never sent a picture of my pussy before this dude. Ooh. Ever.
So you'll send him a still of yours, but he won't send you a still of his.
Yes, I sent him stills. It took me a long time to send him videos because he likes that. And I'm not like, when I masturbate, it's literally to fulfill that urge. Like, I'm not I'm a person sexually. I love sex, but I love the connection with another person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I will sex myself, but it's not like my thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know what's funny? Like, dang, that's weird. Like, I've actually had people send me like pictures of their pussy before, and I'm just like, okay. Like, all right. Like, my preference is different, though. Like, my preference is, like, you send me pictures of, like, you wearing, like, a really nice dress, because I'm, like, I like to break things.
I mean,
so, like, yeah. I want to, like, destroy whatever, like, clothing or whatever thing you have on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, just, like, just leave me just a little bit of imagination, because I just want to, like, rip all that off.
Yeah, I mean, the unwrapping.
Unwrapping. Yes. It's like unwrapping a present. Yes.
What is the surprise inside?
Jack in the box.
Surprise. What do I get this time?
He pulls it open and that bush jumps out. Surprise, motherfucker. He's just like,
listen,
No, but obviously, no, I agree with you that as far as like, I mean, I don't know. I don't think I've never gotten a pussy ticket.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever asked for one, though.
I've gotten one, I'm just like, hey, what are you doing? Okay, go ahead and come over. But then it's like, I've gotten, like non-pussy pics, but I've got, like, you know, like, sexy, like, pictures of them, like, you know, and I'm just like, boom, I just drive over. I don't even call.
What
like,
I run into is most cases, they'd be like, oh, but I look tan, you know, or I look like this, or I look like that. It's like, I'm not trying to actually look, like, beautiful or whatever. Just send me a pic of what you're doing right now.
That's it.
But they don't get it. That's like, oh, I think I have to look beautiful.
Exactly. Like, as women, we are already groomed by society to think that we need to be perfect at every moment, or else you're not going to be attractive to your man. That's how other women groom us to be.
I mean, that sucks because, like, I'm already with you. Like, I'm already with you. If your tits are sagging or one ass cheek is bigger than the other, or, you know, whatever. I've already been there, so I know what it looks like. Send it to me. Don't think, oh, let me go put on some makeup and change the angle and blah 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 blah. No, it's like, no.
Yeah, because in pictures don't lie. Like, when you look at as a woman,
it's about them. Yeah.
Yeah, as a woman, when you look at that picture, you see every horrible thing that you already are insecure about in yourself, and you don't want him to see what you see.
I know, but guys, I mean, I think guys see the same. Well, it's been a growing thing, but I think guys see the same thing in themselves, like where, oh, I don't look right, or I don't feel right, or, you know, I should be thinner, or I should be bigger, or whatever.
Well, I wish these guys on the internet would say some shit like that, for they keep sending me these dick pics and videos and shit. Like, who sends a complete stranger a video of you busting a nut on a mirror?
Wait, you people just be out here sending you dick pics?
I mean, videos, bro. Videos.
But that's on your OF.
No, on my regular handle that nobody knows. What? Like, my personal handle. Yes. Yes. That's when I knew that they were real creeps. Like, for real. I was like, what
I'm
is
just
gonna
this? Just going to send this to random people and she's going to be attracted to me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, who says she's going to see this and be like, oh my gosh, she's going to be like, come over right now.
I'm sorry, but now I want to hold like a little project, and I just want to, like, you know, bust in the mirror and send it to people and see how many respond.
You should do that. We should talk about it on the next edition of the D Squad. I think that's an experiment. You should run, right?
Do an experiment.
Send that to people.
Just go on Instagram and randomly send it to fucking pictures of females. Oh, that's a female in the. And let me send it to that one.
Yeah. Like, why is Rick blacklisted from all like community activities?
Like everything.
This guy doesn't show up at the fights anymore. He doesn't show up at the gym anymore. Doesn't show up at the coffee shop anymore. Like,
I mean, but you know what? The thing is, like you said, it doesn't have to be yours. You know, what if you just like grab a video and then boom, you can use AI, chat AI, have it create one for you.
But I feel like if it's not mine, it's pointless.
I mean, true, but they don't have to know. What if it's all the random chicks that you has not seen your junk yet, and see who responds?
Yeah.
Oh. Would women actually respond to that? Then you'll know, Deanna, like, yo, that it does work, or it really does.
I want to see it work. I mean, I have not seen a dick that was sent to me that was like jerking off or something like that. That I was like, oh yeah, that's a pretty ass dick.
Other than your man's.
Other than my man's, and he won't send me one. Like, send me one, please.
But I feel like that's because you have like a better connection with him, that you appreciate his body for what it is, and therefore you find his dick attractive.
I mean, for sure.
If you weren't with him, then if he sent you a picture of his dick just like everybody else, you'd be like, I don't want to fuck.
Exactly.
Oh, no, but no. Right. When I first seen his dick, before there was any connection, I was like, this nigga got a pretty ass dick. Like,
I guess,
before there was any connection, first time I seen it, and it fucking, to me, a pretty dick is like, it's head to shaft ratio, it's coloring, it's the
what's the head to shaft ratio?
The head can't be too small, or too big, and it has to be like a. I don't care if it's tapered towards the base, but mm-hmm. the top can't be tapered. Like, I don't like tapered and then fat. It looks almost kind of like...
You mean like the head is smaller than the shaft.
The head is smaller than the shaft.
You mean by it's a ratio. Like, yes. Like, you want it to be, like, even.
Yes, yes. Like, it can be a little fatter as you come down, but it doesn't... I can't stand that, like, your head is
that
like
pyramid.
This. Yeah, the pyramid, and your freaking cock is, like... this, you know what I mean? It looks like
she's trying to demonstrate here, like this. I'm sorry, radio people, like the podcast listeners. She's talking about pyramid dick, basically.
Listen,
she doesn't want a small head and a big base.
I'm drawing a 3D graph right now on the table as go through
Brady's trying to feel it out here with this one hand. Like.
I'm like, okay, so like this, but we're not here, and then here. We don't like those.
You gotta have the mushroom pop, the mushroom top.
Exactly.
Yeah, so like we can't do this.
No, that is a
no-go.
And that's a no-go, too.
This is a no-go, too, so it's gotta be more like a...
They were looking at a microphone, just so they guys.
Okay.
Almost something, but not as thick, you know?
Right.
But it's the ratio.
So the head should be pyramid, like a little thing. With that... divot coming in and then straight.
Yes, it has to be the round, like
it.
The mushroom.
This
top.
Is it.
Yeah,
just reduce the size. But like, you see how like the head would be even. Like if this is the head, it's even to the actual,
chef,
and
yeah.
then it gets just a little bit. Yeah. bigger.
Everybody has a preference. Mine's like that. There's a little the difference between the head and the shaft. Yeah. You like that little.
Well, all women like that. That's why I said like the mushroom part, like the head, is when that thing is like. Oh, when it's perfect and it has like you could just I can't describe it, but when it's that perfect shape, it's like you could literally just suck it.
She damn near licked the microphone. She was like, oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you all right?
I do it for my own pleasure, really.
I mean, it was
it's great.
It was the physical demonstration for me.
You know what? Since we're on this, let's keep it going. Like, let's describe genitals that you're attracted to. What kind of genitals are you attracted to, Rick?
What type of pussies do you like?
Yes, because there's a lot of there's a lot of different variety of lips than dicks.
There are. Okay.
Because I did get questioned one time, like, do you like the dangling type? Do you like the ones that like? I was like, actually, I mean, I don't mind it. They grip a little bit more.
You mean like the
roast beefs?
You mean like I call them the curtain drapes.
I call them the roast beefs.
I've heard of the roast beef term, but for me, I'm like, they're more like curtain drapes. Like you're just like pulling the curtain drapes.
I wouldn't call it roast beef because that kind of tastes something like
yeah.
But like curtains or something. Yeah. That's
so
like,
the curtain drapes are fine for me. I'm definitely fine with the curtain drapes. I do like a little bit of a little bit of tight lip never hurt anybody. I feel like the fatty tight lip ones hold like the most. Like they just get wet so quick. Like it's like
what's a fatty?
It's like a fucking tight lip.
What are you talking about?
Like,
it's where the outer lip.
No. I want him to describe it.
Yeah. So like the. He wants the physical.
He wants the physical.
I mean, she described hers. I mean, not hers, but she described.
I was like, wait, what? I was like, she didn't describe hers.
Describe what she likes.
I was like, let me tell you, because I wasn't taking notes, so I know she didn't describe her. Anyway,
we need to write this out.
I'm gonna sketch it out when I get home.
Yeah. Make this happen.
Water paint it.
Water paint.
I'm gonna water paint that bitch. Put my daughter's school supplies in. Let me get this going.
Damn.
He said with the daughter's school supplies. I can't.
Yo. Anyway,
no, so you have the lips that are just a little bit more thicker on the outside. And
so you don't
like
butterflies where the lips
bubbly.
Are like slightly protruded and they get like open.
To be honest, I like all types of pussy. To be honest, like we're just talking about like what like I find like cute-ish.
Yeah, I mean like so like if someone should send you a picture and be like, all right, you know, like I like that one, I don't like that one.
Okay, in that case, to be honest, you can send me a pic of whichever one. I think it's more of the presentation more than anything. Like, don't send me a picture of your pussy like with your like fingers like pulling it apart. Like I don't like that.
Looks so harsh. Like you're like it looks almost like you're abusing it.
Exactly. I feel like you're when they're pulling it apart.
Like
when they're like when girls like send pictures and they're like they spread their pussy lips apart. I'm like, yo, you don't have to do that, okay? You can send it to me just as it is. Let's leave some imagination for me.
I know what it looks like inside. Just let me kind of think about it.
Just let me think about it, you know? But yeah. Oh, you know what? Perfect. Oh, look at this guy. Okay.
Coming to class prepared.
Coming to class prepared.
I had to give him a, you know, the different kind of vaginas. And that's not even, I like that project that somebody, I think it's a chick that's doing it, where she casts like different like vaginas and like she makes a cast of them and like.
I don't think my vagina looks like any of those.
I mean, I'm sure it's probably like a cross of like, you know, those are just those are basic drawings. But it's got what, like 9-10 of them on a page?
It's got like 10 of them. So like that one's cool.
You gotta describe it. Remember, we're on radio.
That dude. This one's probably a fatty. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, he said right. He said the one that's
top
right.
Yeah, the one on the top left. That one. I was like, that's a fatty.
Which
right
one
now.
Is a fatty?
The one on the top left. That's a fatty. I'll tell you that right now.
What do you mean a fatty?
That's when her what legs like? When her legs close, it closes, and then when it opens.
Say that again. When their legs close, what closes?
Wait.
You guys have to describe it. Like I said, you describe it to people on the radio, yo.
You know what? I'm trying to like describe. I'm trying to like. Okay, so like the lips, like the lips and the pussy itself are just like fat. Okay, like there's really no other way to say it.
You
like,
could squeeze it.
Yeah.
Like it looks squeezable.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's plump.
It's not fat on the top. It's the lips.
No, it's the lips are fat. Like they're plump.
And they're fat all the way like from the top to the back. So when their ass is like it's really lips. You could see
that shit fucking drip like water.
Damn, they got like names for it. Buffalo woman, bear woman, wolf woman. I'm dead serious. Look.
What the fuck?
She looked like a deranged penis. What the fuck was that?
Like, stuff like that. Fox. Do you like big clits?
They're like what?
Big clits.
Big clits.
Like the mini penis head. Like
no.
It's like rawr.
No.
Not like rawr.
I'm good. Like, I'm good with like medium. Like I want to see it. Like I don't want that shit to be fucking like hidden in a fucking like non-existent. But I don't want like a fucking. I don't want to look like a fucking like wart.
That sucks too when you have a when you're trying to find a clit that's like way like full under the folds.
Yeah,
like
when it's like fold like under fold. I'm like, all right. Like I know I gotta take my time with this one. I'm like, all right. Let's slow this now. We gotta
slow it down.
We gotta ease our tongue. Gonna have to ease our way in. Fold after
you know.
Fold.
Yeah, I think too that a lot of guys get that. Like I don't know. I like when my dude's like kissing my pussy. Like kiss my pussy like you're kissing my mouth, nigga. Yes.
French kiss that motherfucker.
I mean, she said that. You had to do it, nigga. Come on, nigga.
You had to.
Hey, you ain't kissing it. You ain't.
You ain't kissing. Yo, oh my God, there was a thing I listened to when I was a kid. I don't know why I was on this freaking. This is when like porn was on like DirecTV and shit like that. I don't know. I was just watching that one time. This
one time at Bankhead.
This that was a different thing. This one guy was like being asked like, oh, how do you like make out? Like how do you eat pussy out or whatever? And whatever. He was like, I French kiss it. And she was like, what? She's like, I French kiss it. And then he start French kissing the girl. It's like pussy.
That like, sounds like HBO Real Sex.
Maybe that's what it was.
Probably that sounds about right.
When they're doing their street interviews.
Yeah, I was younger at the time. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm like watching it and I was like, that's interesting. Let me add that to the list. I've got that. I've got the Choco Crunch or the Choco Taco. The Choco Taco was great when I was younger.
Oh yeah.
I used to.
Did you practice that?
I would practice on Choco guys, Taco
yeah,
ice cream.
You guys made fun of me for that shit. You guys would practice it.
No, I said I love Choco Tacos. It was Craig that didn't like Choco Tacos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No. I remember that I stood together strong and proud with Choco Tacos. Okay. I would literally eat the chocolate casing off the Choco Taco and then use the actual taco shell, the waffle taco shell and the ice cream to practice. Like that was me.
That was you practicing.
Yeah, that was me practicing. I was that guy.
I was the only one.
I
used to use ice cream sandwiches too.
Use the ice cream sandwiches?
Like ice cream sandwiches, like you know, you'd like get the middle.
Oh,
then, like,
yeah.
How deep can you get down into the middle before you have to, like, take the sides away?
Bro, we're talking making out with it, licking it up and down, doing a little slurping action here and there. Like, we're doing all that.
You lick it, okay. Then let it drip.
Yeah, all that.
Like, practicing.
Yeah, man. Listen, you
got me fucked up.
Because I used to learn how to, I learned how to tie cherry stems in a knot.
That one I haven't learned yet.
I can't do it now. That I have a tongue ring, but before, yeah.
But yeah, I used to do my ABCs in Choco Tacos. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to do ABCs.
Yeah, I heard that one, but it never really worked for me.
I've done it before.
The numbers work. I've done ABCs, but
I've done the ABCs, upper and lower, and then I've spelled my name, spelled her name, all that.
Yep.
And then whatever sounds or movements made the most, I go back to those.
Yeah, I go back to it.
I'm like, it's like you like make like a mental note. Okay, so that was a capital D. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, lowercase Q. Okay. It's
like. He's unlocking the code DQ234.
I'm down left, right.
W. Okay. H. Yeah. J. Yep. Okay. Another J. Yep. Okay. Both J's. Okay. But upper and lower.
But the thing is, too, like that code changes with like, you be the same chick and the code changes.
Every time.
Yeah, every time.
Listen, you got to take your time to crack the combination lock every time.
Every time,
crack the combination lock, you know?
So let's get back to types, though, like types that you like. So you like a fatty. So you like the lips hidden.
Like lips
fat and swallow, you just like to pop it open, hair, no hair.
I don't like a shit ton of hair. I'm okay with a playing field. Okay. I'm okay with a plane. I'm okay with a soccer field. Okay. I'm just not okay with like Rainforest Cafe. Okay. Like,
you mean beard on your coochie?
Hairs coming down their legs. You're kind of like, no.
Yeah.
But you've done it before. Just had to get that.
But you did it before.
Yeah. I mean, come on. We all have it. When you get presented with that, especially when you're younger, just like, all right, this is the way it goes. Like,
yeah, this is what we're doing. Yo.
We got some floss.
Yeah. I'll get the chainsaw later to trim that down. But until then, you know, I'll trim that bush later with a chainsaw. But until then, we're going to make it do what it do.
Yeah, we got to say.
I used to shave all the time. And then when I started waxing, it's like, nigga, you're just going to have to deal with this 1 week period of a low grassy plane.
Yeah,
I like a little bit. Like, I don't mind. Like, if you want to keep it bare, whatever. But like, I like a little bit. Like, linen strip, like stuff like that. Like, let me know you're a grown ass woman.
Play ball. Yeah. You know.
I mean, there was a time, of course, you like it all bare, and I was like, oh, hey, that was great. But now I'm like, I'm into like a little bit of linen strip. So yeah, hey, got a little bit bare. That's cool.
Nah, I want to play on the soccer field, the good one, not the mud one. I want to play on the good one.
Like, what's the one that they maintain?
What's a mud one?
Oh, it's just nothing there. No hair. No nothing. No hair. No fucking. Like they've waxed it all away, or like laser.
But that's me. I'm Brazilian. I'm waxing everything.
Yeah.
It's just a better.
I mean, it feels good. I mean, I kind of Brazilian myself.
Yeah, shaving. I did that too.
I mean, we did that. Yeah, literally. But like, Mr. Lawnmower 3.0 over here.
Hey.
Waxing was fun though. Yo, waxing and shit was not bad.
Okay, I will admit that waxing was fun. And on top of that, man, did I Ringo Mandingo helicopter spun my shit in the mirror? I was like, hey.
He took a video. He tried to say that. I know he probably took a video of that.
Oh, no. I'm pretty sure I took a video. It's in my other phone, though. But yeah, I definitely took a video. I was like, this shit is amazing. The wind dynamics are like, I am out here. Aerodynamics. Yo, I was loving every minute of it. And shout out to Nicole for giving me that special oil to help with the growing back of the hair, because that shit worked amazing.
Yeah, and with waxing too, it over time your hair, it grows back less coarse and much lighter. Much lighter.
So I won't ever do it again, but I got that Lawnmower 3.0 just for it.
Okay,
now,
I mean, so Deanna described like what kind of thing. She's like, no, like it's hard. What's the hard no for you, for us, like look of a vagina?
When you see it, you're like, mm-mm, not
you
doing that.
You have one.
Super bushy. And we're talking like black dynamite afro, like bushy. So if you got like the black dynamite afro,
why
bushy?
Why do you gotta be black dynamite? I mean, white girls have fros too, you know? Hey, you can have a blonde fro.
I'm just using, fine, carrot top. Carrot top bushy, like I'll switch it up for you.
If you can braid it, he's
not in it.
Yeah. If you can braid it, I'm gonna sit there and braid it. I'm not gonna sit there.
Who did I send that one to? Damn it.
To be honest, I don't.
There was someone. There was a video I had gotten. There was like a chick had like she had a bikini, but she had braided her hair now.
For me, it's I think it was me.
Yeah, we're tripping out.
I think it's just the hair and smell. Other than that, I'm good to go.
Yeah, that's why.
When I asked you, like, all right, would you do like one with like a large clit? You were like, no. I mean, like a large one. Like they look like a mini.
As I say, is it large without stimulation? Large.
Yeah, like it just like sits there, and, like it's
like looks like a mini.
Up.
Oh no,
yeah,
no,
looks
no,
like
no,
a mini
no,
penis.
No, 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 no.
Looks like a little.
Why not?
Tootsie
I forgot pop. About that.
Looks like a little tootsie roll.
Well,
steroid. A steroid one.
One. I don't think I've ever. You know what's funny is like from I'm picturing it in my head. I don't think I've even actually seen one in person like that, which is crazy. But I don't think I've actually seen one that was big enough to the point where I had to go, yo, that looks like a penis head.
Yeah.
I've never had the chance to experience that in person.
So oh, in person.
In person.
Say, okay.
So I can't say for sure if I would turn it down or not because right. I've never gotten to that point.
Right.
You know, there's certain things I can say I will and will not do because I've gotten to that point and I can say, nope, I'm good. You know? There's different.
I just don't.
Yeah, there's different things in sex that I would agree to and would not agree to because I've gotten to that point. That's a no for me. We can just go ahead and put that under the no spectrum.
I just showed him a picture.
Yeah. We can just go ahead and put that under the no spectrum.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Are you sure?
Big clip.
I'm 100% positive. Sure? We're going to put that on the no spectrum. How about we just go ahead and put that
on
the
no? That looks like
no?
That used to be a man. Look at his upper, look at the upper thigh, how yeah, hairy it is.
I feel like I need.
That
like,
one that you just showed, that looks like it, look at the upper thigh. Like
bro, you got me wanting to go to church yeah. after seeing some shit like that, dog. Like, I'm going to have to put that on the no spectrum. For me,
he said the no spectrum.
Yeah, can I go ahead and get the shiitake mushrooms on the side, please? That's gonna be a no.
No, son. I'm not, you gotta do it. You gotta do
nah.
It.
Can I get my acai bowl without the strawberries popping out, please? That's gonna be a no. Yeah.
What about different colors? Like if it's a little darker than it.
I'll take my chai banana smoothie, hold the banana, please, because that's a no.
What if it's a little darker? Like the lips a little darker?
I'm not worried about skin color. I don't think skin color affects me that much. So, funny story. I think I'm evolving a little bit because I had a strong preference when I was younger to Hispanics. I mean, when I was younger... I think I've had sex with every single Hispanic race. Like, if it's a Hispanic heritage, I've had sex with it.
Peruvian, Chilean, yes. Ecuadorian.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Argentinian.
Yes. Yeah.
Nicaraguan, Guatemala.
Yes, yes. Wait, nope. The Argentinian was half Guatemalan. I'm good.
He's like, yes.
It's only half, man. That's not a full.
What? Okay, I'm not whatever. Going. No. You just gotta have. You just as long as for me, as long okay. as you're like 1/8 to a quarter, I'll take it.
Oh, whatever.
I'll add it to the list.
So anyway, you're evolving from that to.
So
what?
I'm evolving to that, and then like I got to like a whole like. Then I had like a whole white girl phase, where I was just like hitting up and just smashing every girl, every white girl that had daddy issues and wanted to get back at their dad.
He was into his cult-holding, you know, like black slave holding fetish. Gotcha.
Yeah. You know, reverse slavery.
His old Trump thing, yeah.
Instead of the white girl whipping me, I was whipping them. It's great. Yeah. But then I was already like messing with the system. Well, technically, I lost my virginity to a Jamaican and a Mexican, so that was fine. Uh-huh. But now I started leaning towards the Haitians. And man. Boy. Haitians was doing something, let me tell you. God. That shit was. So this has been like for like a year, maybe 2 years, where like I've like really been going down. It was like some Haitian and then like some DR. So some Haitian, the DR, like, you know, she was more dark skinned than like your normal DR. Uh-huh. But like, I was like, oh, I'm getting a little chocolate loving going on here. Right?
Oh, so now you're into the sisters, basically.
Yeah.
What you're trying to say.
Yeah. Huh?
You're into the sisters now is what you're trying to say.
Yeah. Like now it's kind of slotting into there a little bit. Now there's another sister that I'm looking at. And I was like, God damn. I was like, damn. All right. White girls, y'all out. Y'all out. Like, white. I'm like, I'm sorry, white girls, but y'all out. I was like, because now, like, the sisters are bringing it. Man, it's it's hitting. Like, there's still some Hispanics out there that, you know, bringing up some lively competition. Don't get me wrong. Hispanics are definitely out there bringing out the lively competition. But,
I've also been to, like, the darker, but...
Yeah, like, for me, like...
Just give me flavor. Just give me a little bit of flavor. Give me a little bit of flavor. I mean, not to say I'm not turned down, like, you know, Jewish, white, whatever. But... Yeah, flavor. I mean, God sakes, I was together with like an Asian for like 10 years, so. But like, give me some more flavor. I'm definitely more attracted to the darker skin.
I had my Koreans. They were nice.
Yeah, I had Koreans in college.
Yeah.
I want to say they were nice. They were like pale. She was like transparent. It was fun while it lasted for like the, yeah.
For me, it was different. For work. Yeah. It was for work. I don't know if I told you that one.
No, you have not. We're running out of time, so you got 2 minutes.
Oh, dang. went out of state, met a Korean chick.
She came to work.
Yeah. She came to my hotel room after work. She was wearing a referee outfit with a skirt and pigtails. And I was like, done. Done.
Hit that anime button like real quick.
You like 100%. 100%. I found out she had a man afterwards, but that had nothing to do with me.
I'll see, you're dirty grimy.
No,
hold on, because
I'm not dirty grimy.
No, but hold on.
That's not my man.
If you found out she had a man beforehand, would that have stopped you?
No.
Nope. Just say no.
Don't even lie.
The opportunity for me to know beforehand wasn't there, so I don't know.
Don't try to play that.
Oh, come on. You can lie
to these people on the radio.
But you can't lie to us, bro.
You can't lie to us.
You know you would have. You definitely would have.
How do we know that?
Because you've done it before.
I wish you could see the smirk on his face.
Exactly, because you've done it before. You've done it before.
Silence.
That's not my relationship, though.
I didn't say it's your relationship, but you've done it before.
That's something for them to figure out. Not me to figure out. That's something for them to figure out. I knew what I was there for. That's something for them to figure out. Not me to figure out. Okay. All right. Just saying. It's not my problem. That's their problem. That's not my problem. That's their problem.
He said that's their problem.
All right. They having problems in their relationship. They got trust issues. That's fine.
Between them.
That's fine. I ain't had nobody that had trust issues with at the time. So I was like, screw it. I know what I'm doing. You know what you're doing. All right. Well, yeah.
And you're going to have to tell him what you're doing because that ain't my job.
I don't even know what he looked like. I don't even know his name.
I don't want to know his name.
Exactly. But the neighbors know my name.
Hey.
Okay. All right, we gotta start wrapping this up. Where we go to the deep end of Reddit again. True off my chest. All right. Found out my girlfriend was raped before we got together.
Shit.
And it's my fault.
Damn. Hmm.
I'm not gonna read the whole thing because it's a little long. Let's get to the meat of the matter. I'll just read the first couple of paragraphs. I, 21-year-old male, was out with my girlfriend, 20-year-old female, today when I was getting ready to drive her home. She slowly opened up and told me that she was raped. She didn't say this, but it was all my fault. I can't sleep and I'm utterly disgusted with myself. I want to tear the guy's head off. Let me see. 2 weeks ago, she asked me to come to her church service with her so she didn't have to sit alone. We both belong to the same faith, so I thought, why not? At the time, she was also talking to this other guy. He said he wasn't going to come to her church service that day, hence why she invited me along, but he did show up.
Yeah, just like, I wanna have.
So basically, homegirl was playing the field, church girl. Had another dude at church, but he wasn't coming, so she invited the other dude, and so they both showed up. From the start, the guy seemed to have a sheen of ick to him. Though church, I noticed him act very inappropriately. He was trying to grope her at times and constantly trying to hold their hands despite her constantly telling him no. And then I saw him grab her hand and force it near his crotch. I was so taken aback. I didn't know what to do. So to get my shame and sorrow, to my great shame and sorrow, I did nothing. After church, there was some refreshments served. Yep. I was going to stay and offer to give her a ride home after service, and she doesn't have a license. My social anxiety got the better of me. Usually I'm fine, but at these, there's an Adderall shortage, so I didn't have my meds. There's an Adderall shortage, so I didn't have my meds. I even felt prompted to stay out, but I ignored this because of my fear, so I left her alone and vulnerable. She told me that she offered that he offered to give her a ride home. On the way home, he raped her. He knelt. He knelt down and started. Repenting for them. He knelt down and started repenting for them and told her to keep it just between them.
What?
Homeboy raped her and then started repenting. And now he's like, this was all my fault. I could have done something. I should have done something. I left her alone and vulnerable. This hits so hard for me because I wish someone could have stopped her from being raped. To be clear, this last thing, to be clear, she doesn't blame me, but I blame myself there. Though I wasn't her boyfriend at the time, I should have taken different actions.
How did he get to be the boyfriend now?
Yeah,
this is what I'm trying to figure out.
First of all, let's talk about some beta male shit, okay? So let's go back to the whole, this dude is groping a girl. You're not even her man, but let's just say y'all just talking. He's groping the girl and then taking her hand and putting it on her crotch.
And she's saying no.
You heard her say no, and you heard her jerk her hand away.
And you're doing nothing.
Bro, we are legit at fighting words. The Lord is about to be the witness to this beatdown you about to get. All right, like
all up at church.
I'll repent for my sins afterwards, but you about to catch these hands for free 99. Okay, that's 100%. Even if, and if it was my church, or you know, like it was like maybe I really was faithful. Like, you know, even if I was of the cloth and of the faith, you take the girl, you move her to the other side of you, and you sit in between them.
Yeah,
and you let him know dead in his eyes. We'll have a conversation after this when we walk out these doors. Like. Anything other than that is some beta male
exactly.
shit.
Anything other than that is how is that your girlfriend? Like, that's what I'm still trying to figure out.
Now, I can believe the part about... I can kind of believe this story because it's unfortunate, but people do take advantage of women and tell them to, like, oh, like, you know, apologize profusely and say, let's keep it between us. I'm sorry. And it's a sad story. It's a sad reality.
Right. But this is like within like 2 weeks, supposedly the story was like from the time that it happened to the time that they became boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah. And unfortunately, like I will never be able to understand the mental state that the woman is left in afterwards. But some of them are too afraid to speak up or just want to, or they don't speak up because they want to shove it so far back into their brain. Like they always forget about it and talking about it would resurface it.
Right.
So at that moment, I can kind of see where this can be like a true thing.
Yeah. And I mean, and it's in for women in with the rape culture and stuff like that. It you're ashamed. You're ashamed even though you're the victim because you go to you report it and they're looking at you like, yeah, you were just hanging out with this dude and now you're saying, oh, he raped you.
Yeah,
you know,
he must have wanted
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
You shouldn't have gotten in the car
exactly.
with him.
It's so many, when it comes to a woman, it's just a double standard. It's like, you can't even tell people that you've been violated because the judgment is going to be on you, not the man.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's never going to be on the man. It's always going to be on you. Mm-hmm. Well, you shouldn't have did this, or you shouldn't have wore that, or why did you leave with him, or you know what I mean? Like, you had to have been able to stop him. It's always on the woman.
Yep. I mean, home dude was, I mean, I don't know how he brought himself to actually write this thing and not like, not stab himself afterwards. Because that's why I'm like, I'm a little skeptical of this thing. Skeptical of either him saying it or her saying it for attention. You know what I mean? But like, that's a little crazy. Yeah, I would definitely, like, if I saw that and I was interested in some chick, even if I wasn't interested in this chick, but you see somebody that's obviously being molested by another dude,
yeah,
I'd have to hurt him. Or I'd have to put
intervene.
The fear of, the fear of, like you said, catching his hands and that beat down, you're going to meet God real quick. You do that again.
Exactly.
Type of deal. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, whether I'm interested in the chick or not, she could be like, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Dip these hands in holy water.
Not the spirit
you about, you about to get blessed, boy.
Why are you so violent, Rick? I mean, damn, man. It's been a minute. Don't be so violent. Just let it go. It's
no.
Okay.
No.
He's like, I'm ready to lay these hands down.
But then, too, to have that extreme guilt, like, if he's writing this, like, let's say, like, everything is true, whatever, but I have this extreme guilt, how the fuck do you get it up anymore? Like, with this chick? Like, how?
Right?
Like, because if I had that sort of guilt, I would be like, I'd be so scarred that I don't think I would be able to perform. Like, I would I don't know, like, you would feel like you had to take care of this chick for the rest of your life or something, but you wouldn't be like,
my man's shameless. he literally sat there and watched that girl get groped and fawned on and sexually assaulted
in front of his face and did nothing.
And the face
because
of
he was low on Adderall, he had to go
because he's shameless.
Shameless.
I don't know. You know, like, the funny thing is, it's like, I mean, before some situations that happened, I wouldn't have believed, but I believe there's actually people out there that are like that. Mm-hmm. That are really like, I'm just like, bro, how could you need a drug that bad to affect your, like, personality that bad, like, that big time? But there's some strange ass people out there. But yeah, both of them, I think both dude that wrote this and the other guy, they both need to be on drugs and both of them need to get their ass kicked. They both need to get punched in the face a few times.
Twice on Sunday.
Definitely.
The Lord's Day.
The fact that he actually wrote it and posted it,
yeah,
says a lot.
Yeah.
Well, when you're anonymous, you can just...
Yeah, you can put up with a bunch of dumb shit. Ooh, we should come up with what would be an anonymous post that we would do on Reddit. We should all make one. We should all do a true off my chest type
a
of
a true off
yes.
my chest.
That's what it's called. That's what the yes. that's what the Reddit is called. True off my chest.
Yes.
There's slutty confessions and then there's true off my chest. Those are the only two I allow myself to follow because some of the other ones that you guys are sending me were like so dank and dark. I was like, Jesus Christ, like, how the hell? There was one, like, I think there was one true off my chest where a dude confessed to like raping his like stepdaughter. So I couldn't read. I thought I was just like, no.
All right, I'm gonna need the thread link to that true off your chest one.
I mean, you got some silly ones on there. I accidentally sent a dick pic to my work crew. Lost a student until 10 months ago, still upset by it. Oh wow, I was drunk last night and I'm telling both my parents that they were both cheaters.
I like that.
My wife read my Reddit post.
I like that more.
That sounds like the best one, right?
My wife keeps gaining weight and I love it. I caught my boyfriend using a dating app and he blamed me for it. My husband keeps messaging random women. Some people just shouldn't be parents, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. My ex-husband married. I decided to go kid-free and can't figure out if the pressure I feel is society or myself.
Wait, we're still recording?
Huh? Yeah, we're still recording.
Oh, shit.
My bad. We're almost done. We're gonna wrap up.
So we're still recording.
I was like, oh shit, wait a minute.
Anyway, but that's it, guys. So we're going to wrap it up for this edition of the
D-Squad.
We will see you guys on the next one. This is Osai, Rick, and Deanna signing out.
Bye.
Bye. Peace out, people.